Welcome to Geographical Imaginations, brief expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. I'm your host, Kevin S. Fox, coming to you from Radio Fabrik in Salzburg, Austria. In tonight's episode, our 22nd, we look at the Everyday Symphony produced by the downtown core of the city of Salzburg. We ask the question, does a place have its own song? And how do we test this? Stay tuned. This episode is long in the making. I've been interested in how all of our senses interact with place and how our memory collects and archives samples from these sight, smell, and soundscapes, and in turn produces images and other entries into our geographical imagination, our library, or our storehouse. It's related in many ways to how we've treated rhythm here on the show in previous episodes, rhythm as multisensory and very much connected to a corporeal knowing and or being in place. Just 2 months ago, in a visit back to the United States, I started to keep a short list, a journal list, of the smells and tastes from America that conjured up these memories of mine. The taste of burritos, of filet mignon, of an IPA, a very hoppy IPA that they make in the United States. Homemade hamburgers, soft serve chocolate ice cream with chocolate sprinkles. New York pizza, a New York falafel with pita and hummus, a hot dog with yellow mustard and sauerkraut, pancakes, an iced coffee, bakery donuts, a bacon, egg, and cheese on a hard roll, a Pennsylvania sub with the right mix of mayo and oil and spice, root beer. Some of the smells that just conjured up these images and these memories were the subway in New York City, my chest or trunk that I keep old notebooks in, my family home in town. One of the things I was surprised by being back was how blinding the concrete was on some of the roads. I don't know if there's just more shade here in Salzburg, but going back and walking through different cities, Detroit, Cincinnati, New York, the blinding reflection of the sun off the concrete. And lastly, sounds. Some sounds that I remembered, the birds at home, and some sounds that were new to me, my young nephews who I hadn't heard speak before. It was this, and then upon return to Salzburg on my routine sort of place to ride the bike, out by the Untersberg in the Anif and Grodig, in the narrow lanes between the different farms. I, on one evening, as was routine for me to go out in the evening, I ran into a blind man walking his, or being led by his guide dog. And I'd never seen him there before. And it made me reconsider a little bit, or at least I was reminded that our geographical imaginations are informed by a number of spatial cognition processes, by all of our functioning senses, and that my memory of a place, whether home or not, is constructed by the nose as much, well, maybe not as much, but as the eyes. But it's not only the eyes producing memories, producing mental maps. So in tonight's episode, we want to isolate one of the senses in some ways in order to look at how we do sort of bundle that sensory experience into one. Inevitably, many times that geographical imagination, it does sort of it is informed so much more by the image. And so we're, of course, here on radio, we're always taking the image out, and we're going to use the sound of what we're calling the everyday symphony from the old town of Salzburg. And so what I did, and this was something I was considering, was to go around and do sort of a best of sounds of Salzburg, more like, you know, hitting on the Mozart as opposed to just the everyday man or the everyman. And I started doing that and realized that I think the geographical imagination produced by such a top 40 approach, you know, it could have been sounds of fountains. You do hear that in the recording you're going to hear tonight, but I didn't go around and sort of curate the sounds of Salzburg. What I did instead was sort of embrace the infinity of different soundscapes that Salzburg is going to produce. I went out for a 45-minute walk with a microphone in hand, started across the river, if you're familiar with Salzburg, on the Linzergasse, and then crossed the Salzach River over the bridge. And that's kind of where we start with the recording. And then go into the old town, which is mostly, with some exception, mostly auto-free, automobile-free. The residents who do live there get to park there. But you get to hear then the recording of the sounds produced by the interaction of thousands of visitors that day. This is August 16th, a very clear day, and I'm out around 1:30, 2 o'clock, around that time, walking through, roaming through the streets. And so I didn't have a route planned. I just went through, kind of followed the foot traffic that existed. It is a technique in some ways, this roaming, wandering, or drifting, and followed with the microphone in hand, and just really listened to Salzburg that way. So I wasn't fixed in one spot listening as people came by. I didn't go to what I thought were the iconic sites. I drifted. I roamed through the city, the old city center, old town as we call it, and I think recorded the interaction of these visitors with the architecture of centuries past and present, with each other, the interactions between people, with the memories of Mozart, so to speak, through some of the tour guides you might hear there, with the church, if there's church bells, with the modern state, you hear ambulances, with horses that conjure up this old kind of feeling of being in Salzburg, pre-automobile, even with most of the automobiles kept out, it kind of feels that way when you're there, and it hears or it sounds that way as well. This crossroads between the modern and the traditional. It's this sensory experience of place, and we really wanted to pull out just these sounds for you to really, I think, get a feeling of an experience downtown Salzburg. So go ahead, please, listen if you have never been to Salzburg, but listen too if you've avoided the old town this summer because there are a lot of visitors. This is what it sounds like on a sunny day in August at about 2 p.m.
Thank you. Yeah.
You are listening to Geographical Imaginations, brief expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. For more information about the show, check us out online at www.geographicalimaginations.org. Now let's get back to our episode. You are listening to Geographical Imaginations, brief expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. Geographical Imaginations is an hour-long radio essay program broadcast monthly from Radio Fabrique in Salzburg, Austria. This public geography project presents a geographical or spatial way of thinking about our relationships with the worlds we inhabit and co-create. Each episode takes a theme, or perhaps a question, and explores it through an interactive dialogue with different texts and voices. For more information about the show, check out the website at www.geographicalimaginations.org. Now let's get back to our episode.
Okay.
You're listening to Geographical Imaginations, brief expeditions into the geographies of everything and nothing. To find out more about the show, check us out online at www.geographicalimaginations.org. To give some feedback or suggestion for a future episode, go to the comments section on the website, or go to the blog and enter into the conversation. So as you've heard tonight, the range of musical styles, we have musical interludes, buskers playing in different corners of the old town in Salzburg. We hear the echo from the tunnels, the architecture affecting the sounds as the sound quality as we go through. Bicycle bells, the interaction between bicycles and pedestrians. Ambulance sirens, I would say are so typical of Europe, that sound. That is not typical in, say, North America. It has its own different sound. The clank of silverware and dishes as you walk by the restaurants and really get a sense of the activities that are going on. Multiple languages, Italian, English, and, of course, German. Horses, as you could hear the clomping of the feet of horses, the hooves hitting the cobblestone streets. Tour guides. And then behind that all, this constant hum, like a beehive. The idea, I think, for us is to think of this, or at least what we're doing is thinking of this as a soundtrack, not the soundtrack of Salzburg. We get away from the definite article the on the show and really think of the different possibilities, the different truths, the different geographies, right? And one of the things, you know, we didn't want to search out the iconic sounds but we wanted to search, and I think part of what we do on the show is to search for a deeper understanding of the everyday, in this case, the cityscape, the soundscape. And because let's ask ourselves the question, which has more shaping power over our lives, those iconic sounds or the sometimes very boring, right, and very mundane, but at the same time, very, I think, revealing sounds and really give us a sense of where you are, what is happening there. in conversation, I think, a little bit with some people about the methodology here, we came across a question, I think, too, that might be interesting, is can this street soundtrack be heard anywhere? Can you hear this same soundtrack in Florence, in Venice, the old town of Vienna, maybe in Prague? How about New York? I mean, is that even possible? It might not be. There might be some things there. The ambulance, for one, is to me, it really places the soundscape to Europe. And then there's other things there as well that might, the languages that might kind of trigger off a way of thinking about this place. Are the buskers playing the same songs around Europe or around the world? You know, these are some of the conclusions, well, not really conclusions, but maybe some questions that come up at the end of this process, our Everyday Symphony number one of Salzburg. And, you know, and I end it with a little bit of a proposal for, I think, for people to try it in their own towns or cities is to record it. And listen to it again. Record and listen, and through that listening, kind of allow, I think, your imagination to fill in some of the blanks and make connections to those geographies we talk about here. And maybe in the end, ask ourselves the question, I think, is how much can sound really influence how we think about or how we remember a place? And so we want to move beyond just sight or the image, you know, the photo, the artwork, the or literally just being able to see the cityscape of Salzburg from up on Mönchsberg, or the skyline of New York City, and ask ourselves too. The question is, for our geographical imaginations, are they really being curated, and who is our curator, and what does he or she want us to think about that place? Thanks for listening. Stay tuned next time as we continue to explore the geographies of everything and nothing. Ciao.